with Matthias Noyer.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's
okay,
right.
Yeah.
Correctly.
Founder of the Dutch SEO Benelux. No, not the Dutch SEO
Benelux.
Well,
the Dutch and Belgium. It's
exactly.
Like community for Belgium Dutch SEO specialists. We often organize like meetups to come together and share knowledge.
Yeah, a large group of community.
I think in the meanwhile, like the Facebook group is around 3,500
yeah,
members.
That's
so
big.
It's kind of big indeed.
That's kind of big.
Yeah.
And we were talking about SGE, the Search Generative Experience. I was wondering, there was also a session which I couldn't attend, and I'm very curious what was said in that session, because the title was like, it's not going to be a replacement of the search results.
Yeah, I definitely think it will never be like a replacement. That's my opinion, because
yeah.
It will also be always be kind of an additional
yeah.
layer on a certain top or a certain part of the search
yeah.
results. Because, of course, Google still needs to give different opinions, different answers.
Yeah. Sources.
Like an AI, it looks at a certain answer, it looks at certain websites, and it would say, like, these are the top 10 things to do in Brighton. But, yeah, probably maybe I'm a football fan.
Yeah.
And for me, the top 10 would be, or the top one would be to go to look at Brighton against Manchester City.
Yeah.
So there's not always, like, one right answer, I believe.
Yeah.
And therefore, it's good to have different opinions, but still, and that's what's also interesting in like the talks as well. It depends on, do you want the broader view or do you really want the specific answer?
Yes.
If you're like looking at where should I buy the tickets when I want to go to Brighton, it's like a really long conversational question.
Yeah.
Then I think AI would be a better option because you would give more specific answer.
Yeah, that's true.
Then you don't want a TripAdvisor with thin restaurant links and one from football. Soccer, to say in UK,
exactly,
of course.
Soccer, yeah.
But I think definitely it will never be a full replacement.
No.
But it will be like an additional part.
And do you think it will stay on top? Because now it's like the first thing you see when you hit enter. It's like the generating, and it takes a lot of space.
It takes a lot of space, and then depending on if it will be able to click through to a website or not.
Yeah.
That's quite frightening. I think the number in the presentation was like 30% less clicks when SEG would roll out.
You know, Gartner says around 50% of clicks.
Yeah, that's of course, that makes my heart a bit stop a beat, of course. But I think around that 30 to 50, and depending on how they can monetize it, of course, as well.
Yep.
Like, would Google Ads still be on top, and then SCG, and then
the other,
just normal results? And how would they compare with, like, top websites that score also in top 5?
Yeah.
And the normal search results, would they also be in there? And
that's a big question.
Yeah, yeah.
How is it going to work? I definitely agree. What I'm thinking about, and what makes us all frightened, is that people get enough information and will not scroll to the organic results. Do you see that your customers are also already a little bit afraid of this? Are they aware of like the dark clouds that we see?
Well, I think definitely I work for some publishers as well, and they are definitely like publishers and Google, they were never like best friends.
No,
it's always like the battle of we're giving too much information and they are taking our traffic and they use everything from us.
Yeah.
But we still, of course, we still want that free traffic.
Yeah.
So that would really depend. And I think more publisher will move to either a partnership with an AI provider.
Yeah.
Or they would go like full block and only like delivering, this is the title of our article.
Yeah.
And for the rest, you have to pay.
Yeah,
or
and then you get like your premium content, you have to pay for it. We were talking about this idea a lot and like wondering, do you think that the consumer is willing to pay for great content? I mean, in the old days, we used to, but then the internet came and everything was free. Do you think we are open to go back again to paying for content?
Not entirely, I think. And I think there will always be like free news. If there is a responsibility, of course, for certain companies to give the news, to go inform the Flemish people, for example, in my case. So like breaking news and things that are important will always be free.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think value is a big word here.
Value.
You
the
need to
insights,
deliver value.
Knowledge, yeah. Expertise.
The insights,
yeah.
The people like really digging in into like research from the past and making connections between those two.
Yeah.
That's something I would pay for.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
And that's also something with Google, if they can provide a value in terms of SDG as well, and can make the connections and can maybe let you think about things that you wouldn't think about first.
Yeah.
Like, we see that you are interested in this. Maybe this is also interesting to know about in terms of connections with making that with the AI. That's a massive value.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's just like the same, then...
If you put everything behind a paywall or your best content behind a paywall, how are you going to prove you're an EEAT when that's also something that might be very challenging?
It's definitely challenging. And of course, it comes to like... I think, of course, with like Google also working on the perspectives or the expertise on different platforms as well.
Yeah.
If you have journalists, if you would work together with like experts in the field that are on the news, that are on different publishers.
So more reputation and science and connections and not that much like the actual content of what you're saying.
Yeah, that's it. And then Google will have to, with all these like AI content, they will have to determine in some way who is more like the trusted source and still more and more.
Yeah, and they're because, not yet good at it.
Not yet, indeed. Definitely, if you look at like everything that Lily Ray is saying
it's
and
shocking.
Is posting, it's kind of shocking. And even I feel like in the Netherlands and Belgium, with some websites now like massively grown, they are not... They are definitely not the most trusted.
No, that's a big challenge they are facing. What do you experience right now? Are your clients still willing to invest in great content, in optimizing their website for SEO? Is it still something you can justify the business case?
It depends, of course, a bit on the maturity of the client as well. Sometimes you have clients that even the fundamentals need to be set up and they need to start creating.
Yeah.
And of course, then it's the right moment to bring the idea that value is important.
Yeah.
And depending on what they have done in the past, I had one prospect. They had created a massive amount of content for like SEO category pages. They had it like on the top of the category page, like a massive 300 word text.
Like everyone.
If you would look at mobile, it was like you landed on a blog post instead of a category page.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's not the right way. And it's still the belief like we need to create content and put it everywhere.
Yeah.
Without looking, is this valuable for our users? And there's a bit of a gap there at the moment. And I think that's where we as SEO agencies need to look further than only like the quick wins.
Yeah.
But to think long-term strategy as well.
Exactly. And that's, you just started your own SEO agency.
Yeah.
Quite some guts you have in this challenging landscape and dynamic landscape to start your own agency. Do you think the agency will be still an SEO agency in 5 years?
I think we will still call ourselves kind of an SEO agency.
Yeah.
Maybe SEO wouldn't be like the big term anymore.
Nope.
It would be like we have to look at UX. We need to look at making the brand bigger and it's definitely will become some broader and really think together with the company on what you want to reach.
Yeah.
Than only like the traditional 10 links SEO content strategy.
Yeah.
Of course, with some companies that would still work because the basis needs to be there.
Yeah.
But it will definitely become broader. And with every client, you need to think at durability, not like the short term.
Yeah.
Because we want to build an agency on clients that probably want to still in 2 years.
Exactly.
And not say like, we plummeted after this Google core update and...
Yeah, and now I don't believe in it anymore. That's true. So do you think we have to reinvent SEO? Is this the time to think about this?
Well, I heard some people like yesterday after some finds as well, like saying we need to think about another term for SEO as well. And then there's also a talk on the SEO Benelux meetup of someone like saying like... to think about more like the answering optimization, for example, really answering like with the publisher, we really focus. It's not only the focus to create SEO content, but to also look what do people want to know.
Exactly.
What is in the head of the Flemish people at this moment?
Yeah.
And how can we answer that as a publisher in the best way possible?
Yeah, maybe also with a focus on more channels than only the website.
Yeah, definitely. And I think more and more publishers are getting broader as well.
Yeah, integrating.
Of course, they still want their logins and still want to get control over the data. But it's definitely a way they are looking at just building up their brand on external
so
platforms.
Important.
It's even with Google Discover, Google Search, the control you have over those platforms is pretty small.
Yeah,
if
definitely.
Google decides tomorrow, okay, we're going to do this in a different way. We're going to only prioritize websites that we have a partnership with.
Yeah.
You plummet.
Yeah.
That's not something you want to have.
You don't want to bet on one horse, we say in the Netherlands. Maybe in Belgium too.
It's the same as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for your
time. No problem. It was a pleasure.
I wish you a very nice event.
You too.
Thank you.